Scottsdale, you're paying too much.
This is huge news. Golden Oak rates are now in the twos. We're at 2.875 fixed. Don't miss out this time.
And you still won't pay for the appraisal if your loan doesn't get approved. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and our rate today is 2.875.
We even have a program that eliminates PMI or mortgage insurance, even if you don't have 20% equity.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Rates are down to 2.875, 15-year fixed, APR 3.904. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
You're the type who likes to seize the day, all 30 of them, during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
How much is that dog in the window?
This was back when they discovered you could double track tape recording and have somebody sing with herself. They went crazy. Every recording made had people singing harmony with themselves. They thought, whoa, this is a great discovery. Boy, if they could only see the equipment now. Not the equipment here, but, you know, other places. It is time, as you can tell by the music, for you to get an opportunity to ask one of the best in the veterinary business questions about your pet. Dog, cat, iguana, snake, rabbit, hamster, gerbil, frog, turtle. I could keep going. I'd eventually run out of animals. You get the idea. His name is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He can be found regularly at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, and he loves animals. And he'd love to give you any advice that he can to help you get through whatever issues you have with yours. He is brought to you by LaCleague Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There's an app. It's STL Taxi, and it's free. It's a great app and a great way to get a LaCleague Cab. Here are the numbers. The phones are already lighting up. Jump in now while you can. 314-969. KTRS, which is 969-5877. If that doesn't work, try this, 888-550-KTRS. And now, here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, 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 how is everyone today?
Everyone's great. How are you, Doctor?
I am AM in the PM.
My younger son is in town today taking a rare day off. He's here with his wife and my grandson, and they went downtown today to visit your son's office and said it was really impressive.
Yeah, it's a hotshot lawyer's office that was converted by the T-Rex group for startups, and they've got a really neat setup.
But, yeah, that's what
he
said.
I keep hoping they make it so they'll take care of me.
Well, I told my son to be sure to remind your son to not forget who his friends are when he makes it really big, because I think he probably will make it really big.
Well, they certainly are moving forward.
And then you can kick back and relax for the rest of your life.
They told me they're giving all the money to my wife because they don't trust me.
So. Well, then you know what you have to do. You've got to get her out of the picture somehow.
I watch court TV and criminal shows, and all
that
it all
works out. CSI, so that you know how to cover your tracks. Nah, Maryland's very nice. You should never say things like
that. Yeah, no, but I got a guy waiting with 12-foot alligators for anything I need.
Well, you know, though, you do have in many ways, if you decided to be a criminal and do away with somebody, seriously, you're the guy who could get that that poison scorpion kind of make it look.
Let's not go there on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Frank, yeah. we'll talk about that later.
I mean, she might be listening.
Got a little side business.
Oops, this poisonous spider that I was operating on in my house got loose.
Got loose and ran toward my wife's bed.
I haven't seen my wife in a week. I don't know where she went.
Yeah, you ready to take some calls?
Yeah, anytime.
Dan has this first name listed as Jasdon.
Oh,
J-A-S-D-O-N.
Cool.
Let's
name.
See.
Right.
If that,
Jason,
is
that
was... Jasdon, how are you?
It's Jason.
Of course it
what?
Is. Dan made a rare mistake.
What a weird name.
Jason,
yeah.
Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Been listening for a long time. This is the first time I've called in. So this is
oh, great,
excited.
Jason. What can I help you with?
Okay, so I have a little kitty cat that was a stray, and we took him in recently because we wanted him to be our cat. You know, he's so nice and sweet and living outside, and he didn't really seem like he belonged.
Right.
So I took him into the veterinary office and had some blood work ran in the shops and everything, trying to get him up to speed. Well, now they've told me that he has this FIV.
Ooh, okay. So this is a virus that affects the cat, and it's kind of like they call it feline AIDS because
yes.
It destroys the immune system. Similar to the AIDS virus, and it generally will, in many cases, shorten their life.
Oh, no.
Now, you just don't know. How old is this cat supposed to be? A young adult, or is it?
Well, they said that he's probably around 3 or 4 years old, so he's not that old. But the thing is we've got another cat, and we were really wanting to bring him home, but now all of a sudden...
the problem is
some
that
people telling me that it's okay as long as they don't fight, and I've got other people telling me no way, don't ever do it. So.
Yeah, here's the thing: this virus is very, very weak outside of its host. So once it gets, let's say, sneezed out, or it comes out in urine or saliva or whatever, it's not going to live long. However, the problem you have in a home like yours is that they might share food bowls and they might groom one another, and then the constant repeated mucous membrane to mucous membrane contact is what will expose them to it. So I would be very cautious. I mean, if you can keep them in separate parts of the house, that would be one thing. But otherwise, there used to be a vaccine. It really didn't work very effectively, and so there really isn't any way. And you can't predict whether this animal will or won't live a full life, but it has a much greater chance of living a shorter life because anytime they get infected with anything that would be routine for another healthy cat, they're going to be more vulnerable, just like a patient with chronic AIDS or something like that.
Well, and he really has this little sneezing thing that he just can't kick, and I
right,
know
yeah. Now, normally a good healthy cat would kick it and put it aside, but in this case, it's
did you say kick it, kick the cat? Did you say
no,
kick it and put it aside?
Like
yeah.
Kicking the a disease?
Oh,
you know,
I thought he
was
coming to kick his cat.
No.
So I would say, unfortunately, in your case, it might not be the best cat to take into your home. However, there are
some always a however in life.
Say what?
No, go ahead.
I was going to say some rescue groups might be willing to take them in. I don't know of anyone right now, but I know there were some groups that were, and they may be out of town, that would harbor FIV and FIP cats and Filu cats and keep them until their days ended. But you just have to look around, see if you can find a group that's willing to do that.
All right. Well, thanks for your advice. That helps a lot.
All right, Jason, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks
for listening. Story.
Yeah, that's a rough deal.
And we go from Jason to, what the heck is wrong with my phone? Dan, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, everybody, and I'm AM and a PM.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I got my question to you is, and I thank God that my animals are all safe and that, but I got a couple turtles in my yard.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, I know they're starting to slow down a little bit on the food, so should I stop even trying to give them any food?
Well, how do you normally winter?
Or what's the situation?
Yeah, what have you done in the past? Do you take them inside for winter, or do you let them burrow down in their site wherever you have them?
I put the best dirt and mulch and stuff out in their caged-in area, and I build a housing area around it so they don't get no snow or rain or anything.
Oh, okay.
They stay dry all year.
I would just keep feeding them, let them decide when they're ready to stop. Okay? Because the more energy they have built up and secured, the better they tolerate the winter.
correct. Yeah, now I got one small turtle that's kind of small. Should I take him in for the winter?
You know, he could, obviously they salvage, they do it on their own anyway in the wild, but if you want to be absolutely neurotic about it, then bring him in for the winter.
Okay, all right. I appreciate it. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you.
Quick sidebar, Doctor.
Yes, sir.
I have a little groundhog problem. I've shot three of them. I'm trying to shoot more because I hate them. My son went online to try to find what to throw out to attract them, to bring them out, because they're real fast and they can sense if you're around. And what do you think the number one food item was? Do you have any idea what groundhogs eat?
I would say they would eat some kind of vegetable matter.
You're exactly right. Now, cantaloupe.
Oh, wow.
They said, put some little chunks of cantaloupe. They love cantaloupe.
I've got some live traps. You want to live trap them instead of...
No, I want to kill them.
Oh. Yeah. I know. Sorry,
that
sounds doctor.
I love those animals.
You love groundhogs?
I love them. They're so cute.
Oh, my goodness.
You love them?
Yeah, I absolutely love them. I hate to see them go.
Really?
Yeah, they're not that smart, though. I see they get hit by cars all the time, so they must be...
You can't hit enough of them. Ask the golf course people and farmers how they feel about groundhogs.
I had three armadillos on Highway 109, probably about 50 foot apart. I think they were just kind of coincidental, but there were three that were killed last week, all in the same week.
I saw one last week. I don't see a lot of them.
But they're getting really more frequent here.
What good do groundhogs do? I mean,
what good do foxes do or anything else? I mean, I just feel like they're part of the natural environment and they should be.
Well, so is a spider, but you kill them.
I don't kill them.
You don't kill spiders?
Oh, no, I love spiders.
Ants. What about a big mound of black ants or red ants that eat burn? And
I just move away from
bite
them.
People? Oh, my God.
What about a brown recluse? You wouldn't kill that?
Love brown recluse.
Oh, well, this is... So, folks, when we tell
you're
you he
talking
loves...
to a crazy person.
Yeah, his job is saving animals.
I had 4,000 tarantulas in my house, remember? Spiders.
For anybody who missed that, 4,000 tarantulas in your house.
Yeah, and my wife didn't leave.
I don't want to say afraid, but is there an animal or insect that you are not too fond of?
Female. Woman.
You know what? Where are you going to sleep tonight?
You don't know where I'm sleeping now anyway, or do you?
And good luck getting dinner tonight. Don't come to my house because there's not any there. Let's go back to the phones, and this would be Brad. Brad, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Brad, and you?
All right. I got a question for you. My dog blew his ACL last week.
Okay.
And had it surgically. Well, they had to put the plate in and pins and all that kind of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances of him tearing the other one?
You know, it's not necessarily a genetic thing. It can be a very much just a spontaneous physical damage.
He did it chasing a deer.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen. I've seen quite a few animals that just because of the nature of their behavior and the way they jump around and bounce and go running, they can rupture it. But I don't think there's any obligation that you're genetically that you're going to have that happen with, you know, just because one did. A lot of animals go through life, they might just have one incident, you know. So I don't think you can measure that, at least in my mind. Now, if you want to check that out, the guy who did your surgery would probably know statistically how many of these do come back as a second leg? And that would be a reasonable question.
Okay. And the meniscus were all good. It's just, you said the ACL just...
That's a big, expensive procedure, like, what, $2,000 to $3,000?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Mm. Whoa.
Yeah.
But it's done so well. I mean, they put plates in. It's amazing what they can do, but it is expensive.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right, Brad, thank you for listening.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And I believe next is Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hi. Hi. How's everybody going? I'm A&M PM, by the way.
Thank you.
Good.
I got to figure out how to get rid of Brad's call without losing. Can you? There you go. I'm sorry about that, Jim. What's your question for Dr. Doug?
I have a dog that was Monday. He didn't eat anything.
Uh-huh.
And then Tuesday, he ate a little bit,
uh-huh.
And then Tuesday afternoon, he threw it up. So we took him to the vet, and they said to bring him down to some place in Manchester, and we did, and we're waiting for to find out what's wrong with it. And they said something gastereal or something like that.
The stomach is the gastric area.
Yeah, and what do you think that is?
Well, I don't know what your... Did they say gastritis? Is that what they said?
No, gastroreal or something.
Oh. I'm not sure what you're saying, but, you know, what they probably did was take an X-ray.
Yeah, they did.
And to see if there was any question of a foreign body or anything obvious or if the stomach was turning on itself. So, you know, without knowing exactly what they're finding, it's kind of hard for me to respond to. But, yeah, that was an appropriate step, and they're really good at those programs, so they probably are going to get you moving in the right direction. Did they think surgery was going to be needed?
Well, no. I think we're supposed to pick her up between...
Okay, I tell you what, when you get your results, and if you're not happy with understanding, feel free to call us, and we'll give you our opinion on that, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. Yep, thank you.
Jim, how much does the dog weigh?
Probably 50 pounds.
Okay, well, you said you're supposed to go pick him up. I hope you're in good shape. That's a pretty heavy dog. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Doug got a chuckle.
He did.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Our final call will be Terry. Terry, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. And you?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. What can I help you with?
I have a year-and-a-half-year-old poodle mix.
Okay.
I'd like to know what your thoughts are or recommendations around pet insurance. Do you recommend it or not?
Yeah, you know, we offer it. We don't push it very hard. I think in most cases it's probably not necessary.
Is this life? No, this is medical, like hospitalization.
There are a number of programs out there. They all emphasize different things. But in some cases, God forbid, if your animal comes up with some weird syndrome, then it's kind of like it's not a problem until it's a problem, just like in human protection. So I would just ask your vet to provide, you know, one, two, or three different options and review them and make sure you understand what the features are per project or per insurance company, and then decide which one's going to fit you best. Okay?
Is there life insurance on a pet?
No life insurance that I know of. Well, I guess you can insure animals like from with Lloyd's of London and stuff like
that.
But, you know, like I think they do for like the real rares, like circus tigers and stuff like that, or elephants. But, and I know alpacas in that field, there were a lot of people that would insure. But unless your dog is a performing dog or a breeding dog that has some continued value add, then I think it would be kind of unnecessary to insure them for life insurance.
But his question, can you get
His is health insurance.
But can you get insurance to cover like prescription medication for dogs, like you can?
I think it actually those programs do. The veterinarian usually has to write up a record of what's been done or what has to be done, and then you get, depending on the program, either full coverage or some percentage of coverage, again, just like in human alternatives. So that's why I said don't just stick with one alternative. Read up on a number of them, and there are some that are nationally recognized, and your vet should be able to direct you that way.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Terry, and thank you for listening, and thank you, folks, for listening also. We're out of time.
Will you tell Pee-wee I expect to hear from him?
I'll do that. He'll be around till tomorrow, and what do you say you and I do this again next week? What do you say?
Sounds great. Be well, everybody.
Dr. Doug,
happy Rosh Hashanah.
Everybody, happy Rosh Hashanah. And I forget what that is. It's a Jewish thing, and I don't remember. It's not the 8 days and candles, the oil. It's the, I don't know.
That's Hanukkah.
Yeah, I get confused. That was Dr.
Jewish New Year.
Jewish New Year. That was Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He is your pet's best friend, and he was brought to you by Laclede Cab. Don't ever forget that. You need a cab for your pet. You call him Laclede Cab. Of course, humans as well. They are the AM and the PM cab company, and the app is STL Taxi. It is a free app, and it's an easy, quick way to get yourself a Laclede cab. John Londoff is on the phone. Did I hear a duck call?
I did, yeah.
Is that the best way to start the segment?
I guess if you're a duck hunter, it is. I guess if you're a duck hunter, it's the best way to start it, yeah. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, you need to come duck hunting with me this year.
You've said that before.
That should be a Friday when you're on assignment.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that could be the assignment, duck hunting.
Yep. It's getting closer.
So what's the generally considered to be the best duck shotgun? 20-gauge, 12-gauge, how long is the barrel? Give me an idea.
Well, you know, if you're like a really, really, really good shot,
I am.
And you need you know, something to challenge yourself, then it would be a 20 gauge.
Okay.
But most of us shoot a 12 gauge.
Okay.
And then you're talking about, you know, what size shell, 2 3/4, or a 3-inch or 3.5-inch. You know, most of the really avid duck crazy kind of duck hunters are going to want to reach out and touch somebody. So we go for a 3.5-inch shell.
What shot size?
You know, 7.5.
Yep. Sorry, boys. You guys don't know what we're talking about. We're talking man
no
talk.
No idea.
We're talking talk about shotguns.
It's more of a 2-3 shot with steel. 7-8 shot would be lead for doves and pheasants. So all my hunting buddies now know that. Nah, yeah, long enough knows what he's talking about. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not another pretty face, okay?
Yeah. The shotgun shell. Shotgun shells are it's a very interesting study because I still don't know half of what there is to know about them. And it can become very complicated because you think, well, I'm going to get a shotgun. Okay, get a shotgun. And it's for home defense. Okay, now, what shell are you going to buy? And most people go, well, I don't know. You have to make that decision. And like you said, is it a 3-inch? Is it a 3.5? Isn't there a Magnum shotgun shell?
Well, that would be a
3.5.
There are 3-inch Magnums and 3.5-inch Magnums.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and then you've got so many different manufacturers of shells. Or just, you know.
Now, you know what I have in the shotgun right by my bed in case anybody decides to bother me at night? Double-aught buckshot. You know what that is, don't you?
That would hurt.
That would hurt real bad.
That'll get your attention.
That'll get your attention.
So you have that laying by your bed.
It is under my bed, and it has 8 shells in it. And each shell has 9 steel balls, each one about the size of a 38 caliber bullet. So if I hit you once, it's like being shot simultaneously by 7 or 8 38 caliber pistols. You're not going to make it.
Let me tell you something right now.
Yeah.
I'm not sneaking into your house.
No, I wouldn't if I were you. That's a good idea.
No. I mean, it'd be nice if you ever invited me.
Now, what is that noise? Is somebody texting you?
It's my phone. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
It's very, very, very busy here at Johnny at Lawn Duff Chevrolet. Very busy, and cannot tell you how many AM and the PM people that I talked to yesterday, and it's just...
I was there yesterday. I saw how busy it was.
And remember? I'm texting...
Please don't mind us.
Who are you texting?
Don't mind us.
I'm texting Kitty, and I just spelled please, P-K-E-A-S-E.
Yeah.
So... So she might be coming in here to say hello to us.
Mm.
But
that's a good story.
It is it's a good place. It's great. Don't laugh at me, okay?
We won't. We're sorry.
All right, let me just say something.
Yeah.
General Motors announced another round of recalls on several vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to explain that we get about a 24-hour advance warning. You know, and I've talked to a few of my favorite executives, one down in Dallas, Texas, Dave Notley, our regional manager, and I'm like, what's wrong with like a 2-week notice? Give us an opportunity to hire additional receptionists and staff. We only have room for so many technicians. We are. It's great. It's very exciting. We are putting a service edition on, and we hopefully are breaking ground in January, right next to the dealership. Great friend of ours. He was a State Farm insurance agent, Ray Cassidy, retiring. We bought about 6/10 of an acre, and we have to build more, you know, surface space. 6 bays, probably 8 to 10 bays, and 6 lifts, and that will allow us to have more technicians in the big shop. But until that time, I mean, I just apologize to all of our great customers. We're working as hard as we can to get not only to the recall vehicles, but you know, the vehicles that are under warranty. Our used cars. We sell, you know, 300 to 400 vehicles a month. And thank you because so many are your listeners. So this is just an apology because we, you know, one of our service receptionists cried yesterday because someone was abusive to her. Mary Ryan, some lady made Mary Ryan cry. And I'm telling you what, you know, I called this lady and I said, I'm really sorry, but we don't want your business. I'm really sorry, but...
She must have really been nasty.
If you're going to... I don't mean to be that way, but if you're going to treat one of the sweetest, most angelic women who has a special needs son who I couldn't love her anymore if she was related to me. She gives her heart and soul to this dealership, but, you know, to cuss her and to be, I mean, just really rude and ignorant. It's like, nah, I'm really sorry. You know, go. I don't mean to be that way because I'm never that way. You
go
know,
it takes fly a lot kite.
To get me going. But you know what? When I called Mary and she couldn't even like, talk to me, she was crying. We had to go and get her some relief. And you know,
well, how kind of relief did you get her? What does that mean? Go get her some relief?
Says, no, I'm not leaving. I'm not letting that person get me down. I'm like, okay. But you know what? She felt bad. She felt bad that she made the lady cuss her out. Mm. I don't think Mary did anything.
Mary's the nicest person in the world.
Now, when you said we had to go and get her some relief, what was that?
Well, somebody, you know, to
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
The phones, we're averaging 1,000 phone calls a day. We will get 600 calls on average per day. That's sales, service, you know, parts.
Now, which is it? You said we average 1,000 a day, and then you said we'll get 600. Oh, now it's 1,000 because of the recall.
Now we're at 1,000.
I got you.
You don't listen to me sometimes.
Yeah, I do. Sure, I do. That's why I heard 600 and 1,000.
I'm a little testy right now.
You've got little testies.
No, he's a little.
I thought he said I've got little
he's
testies.
He's a little testy.
Oh, that's very different than having little testies.
Oh, my God. I need to laugh.
He'd have a higher voice.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, if they were real little, he'd sound like that finance guy.
Oh, my building is locked.
Yeah, the market was down today.
Well, hey, Kitty.
Yeah, come on in, Kitty.
Here's Kitty.
Yeah.
And Amanda, her son, Jimmy Harrison's girlfriend.
Her son, Amanda?
No, her son, Jimmy Harrison.
Hi, guys.
Oh, boy.
Hi.
How are you?
Sam. Oh, my God. This is exciting, isn't it, Amanda?
I'm so excited.
It sure
Amanda's
is.
At St. Louis University.
Not anymore. I graduated.
You graduated. That's right. Congratulations. But you know, once you're there, you're always there, right?
Yeah. Once
Billy comes. You can miss you.
Don't mind us.
Yeah, just.
Yeah. Go ahead and text people and have conversations.
You're the cheerleader for the basketball at SLU.
Woo!
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay.
Kick him in the belly, kick him in the shin, pick him up and do it again. Go Billigans.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
Oh, Dan, that was special.
Mm. That was awesome.
He is special.
I'm feeling you up, boy. I knew I'd laugh as soon as I get to talk to you. It's refreshing.
No, here's the lesson.
So what
for anybody listening,
for all your listeners,
don't call and curse out Mary Ryan at Landau Chevrolet, or you'll hear from the boss.
Yeah,
I tell you what, I'm going to
get the boot.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll send you the call and via email, and you will.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
You'll flip out. I know you, and it's just like, how can someone? I don't know what's wrong. People are angry.
Yeah.
Okay, and whether it's the economy, whatever it is, we all need to just
hug each other.
Hug, Frank.
Yeah.
Come on. I was going to give you a hug when you were here yesterday.
I was going to hug Kitty yesterday, but she wasn't around.
Sorry, I missed you.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed you, too.
I would have hugged you.
Thank you.
I didn't get a hug.
No, I'm not talking about you.
I think I did hug you, Dan.
Oh, Dan, you
I hug
you,
everybody.
Don't even hug around here for 4 hours. You're having so much fun.
You'd remember, Dan, if Kitty hugged you. Trust me, remember.
But business is great. You know, we have a lot of cars and trucks. A lot of great vehicles to make your unbelievable listeners so very happy, and that's new and pre-owned. And, of course, it's truck month, and, you know, $11,000 off of Silverado double cabin crew cabs. That's pretty unbelievable.
That's a lot.
Unbelievable, isn't it? And I was looking for a couple of numbers of some of the awesome people.
You seem frazzled today. I think that cursing customer got you rattled.
A little worked up.
You're a little worked up over that. I don't blame you.
So, let's see.
He's lost his place.
Steve again. Roth, who's very AM and the PM and buying a vehicle from us. And I want to say hi to him. There's quite a few others. But you know what? The big thing is when we
chicken butt.
And take good care of the AM and the PM crowd, and we just love them. That's just so much fun.
What's that phone number?
Here?
Yeah. No, and Six Flags.
Katie, what's the phone number here?
314-837-1800.
That's it.
365 days a year at Landoff.com.
What about leap years when they're 366? Same thing?
Oh, you know what? You're right.
Mm.
Frank, boy.
You don't miss
I don't miss buddy. That extra day.
You don't miss nothing.
I sure don't.
You are sharp, 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 sharp. Yeah. Okay, well, listen, we will be here late tonight to take care of some of the greatest people in the world, the AM and the PM crowd.
All right. We will send you, as always, business.
All right. Love you, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you. Love you, too. Not in a sexual way.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, the girls thought that was funny. Yeah. Well, we're breaking. We're coming back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Time for a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Sorry about that, Dan. Had to get the scanner report. We've got a report of a car fire right now. It's on northbound 255. Right around the Dupo area, and things look like they're starting to back up just a bit, maybe about a half a mile. Now, we have southbound Big Bend is shut down at Manchester. You had a tractor-trailer trying to hang a right turn from Manchester onto southbound Big Bend, and it clipped a pole. So right now, eastbound Manchester, the right lane is closed. Southbound Big Bend is shut down completely. We've got another crash on eastbound 64 at 10th Street. In Illinois, it looks like we're getting a bit of a backup there. Southbound 170 at Eager Road, the lights are on red flash, but it looks like the delays that we had on southbound 170 are pretty well gone. We have heavy traffic on eastbound 270 now between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. Southbound 270, some slow to stop and go pockets now from Page down through Doherty Ferry. And if you're coming in on eastbound 6440, things are slowing down now. Timberlake Manor through Mason, got a little slowdown from 170 through Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Subway celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 footlong, and the sweet onion chicken teriyaki is the $3 6-inch select. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house! Touchdown, Missouri!
Mizzou opens its quest for a second straight SEC East title Saturday evening against Steve Spurrier and the Gamecocks of South Carolina. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join us this Saturday evening as we visit Columbia, South Carolina. Kickoff is at 6. Tiger Network coverage begins at 4 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Okay, R&R Sanitation has been a sponsor to the show for many, many years. I've been a spokesman for many, many years, and it's safe to say that I've been a customer of R&R Sanitation from time to time because, well, they've got the best porta potties in town, but I've got a problem. First of all, everyone knows that they're the best. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. Everyone knows the phone number, 314-776-4000. Everybody knows that R&R Sanitation wants your stinking business. But please, just because you pass an R&R Sanitation porta potty on the side of a highway, at an event, at a charity event, or some type of construction site or a party, you don't have to tweet the picture to me. I get it. They're everywhere. So when you see R&R Sanitation, you don't necessarily have to think, oh, McGraw-Millhaven. Think R&R Sanitation. Think, oh, the cleanest porta potties in the business. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
You've seen the red vans all over St. Louis, and you've seen Mike Shannon in the newspaper. He's promoting Gelmish & Sons. Very simple and very honest, Gelmish & Sons has been making sure your air conditioner and your heater has been working since 1950. Gelmish & Sons is a union craftsman shop, and they're the premier Lennox dealer, and they've earned that due to their superior service. At Gelmish & Sons, they'll come in and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition and your heater. But maybe, just maybe, it's time to get a new air conditioner and a new heater. At Gelmish & Sons, a full Lennox system installed, $2,695. That's both air conditioner and a heater. A full Lennox system installed by Gelmish & Sons, $2,695. That's unheard of. How can Gelmish & Sons do it? Because it's family-run, family-operated, and one mission since 1950, and that is quality customer service. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
Help your fireplace warm your home with an energy-efficient direct vent gas insert or a great-looking gas log set made locally by American Hearth. At Gas Supply and Service, customize the look you want with traditional or contemporary models that will transform your fireplace into a beautiful heating work of art. See over 35 burning displays at the Fireplace and Grill Center, 14224 Manchester Road, a quarter mile east of Highway 141, or Gas Supply and Service, 2390 Centerline Industrial Drive near Westport.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The Mizzou Tiger Club St. Louis is hosting their annual Mizzou Basketball Preview Lunch Thursday, October 9th, with special keynote speaker, Coach Kim Anderson. Radio announcer Gary Link will emcee the event. Make plans now to attend the Basketball Preview Lunch hosted at the Marriott West Maryville Center. Email Kurt Sawyer at kurt@sawcap.com or call 314-401-8604 to reserve your spot or go to MizzouTigerClubSTL.com for more information.
Hey, it's Denise Bradley here from Appliance Discounters, and I wanted to share some great news with you. Appliance Discounters is now offering 24 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Now you can get your Electrolux appliances just in time for the upcoming holidays. Get the very lowest prices on Electrolux appliances and take up to 24 months without interest to pay for them. You just can't beat that. Just another reason why Appliance Discounters has the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Visit any of our four showrooms in person or shop online at theappliancediscounters.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Bill Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Bill. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
For the best lawn on the block, DynaGreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for DynaGreen or online at DynaGreenInfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed. DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot long, and the chicken teriyaki is the $3.06 select. Subway, eat fresh!
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Green-eyed lady, Sugarloaf, and I'm going to say 1971.
Ooh, I don't know. I'll have to look that
I'm up. Within a year. I'll 19, bet you.
Yep, 70.
Yeah! I knew I'd be within a year. I couldn't get enough of this song in 1970. I played it over and over and over and over on my car cassette player till I made myself sick of it. And here's why. It just keeps doing this over and over.
Four times.
I would like for Peon to quickly explain. He told me off the air he's going to, what is it, hypnobirthing class? For those who don't know,
yes.
Peon's wife, Angela, is expecting, and she's due December 20th?
Yes.
And now you're going to hypnobirth?
Yes, I have to leave right after the show tomorrow night.
What does that mean,
for
hypnobirthing?
Hypnobirthing class. I guess this is a class for women who choose to go the non-medicinal route.
Which she says she's going to
all
do.
Natural, yes.
No painkillers.
She has a midwife that will be delivering, or helping her deliver, and
what is that midwife? There's no outer wife or inner wife.
I don't know.
Wife.
I don't know where the midwife. Term midwife came from. I have no idea.
So she's not really your wife, but if she's a midwife, shouldn't you be able to have sex with her while your wife is real pregnant?
I guess
she's sort of the
is she the middleman? Middleman between the wife and I?
Interim wife.
Wives don't maybe have sex, it. Do they? If you have the title of wife.
Well, they do for a couple of years, yeah.
Yeah.
So no painkillers.
So
killers.
This is, yeah. So I guess this is a technique they give those women to.
You hypnotize yourself and you say, I'm not in pain. I'm not
essentially,
in pain.
Yeah. It's, I think it's.
Can like I tell you now, it's not going to work. You're going to be in tremendous pain.
I'm not in pain. I'm not in pain. And then when she grabs you and goes, you did this to me.
Yes, I think they use visualization techniques.
Can I ask why she's decided to do this naturally with no...
I think it has to do with her mother. Her mother had both Angela and her brother at home. Okay. So I think she wants to do it
and
that way.
Her mother survived, obviously.
Her mother survived, so... Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. This is one thing I don't argue with women when they say, well, yeah, but you don't have to have children. Okay, got me. I cannot imagine. I know how, well, I got to be careful here. I don't like this too graphic.
Right.
I got a pretty good idea what the average size of that opening is and the average size of a baby.
Yeah.
And you watch movies or TV shows and you see them, their knees are up and they go, okay, push. And it actually hurts me to just watch.
Is
that.
She, yes. I guess they do the episiotomy, with that, correct? Or not?
Not always.
No, I don't think they do that unless there's issues, right?
No, no, they generally do that all the time, so there's no ripping.
Nah, we're going to have to take some calls later about that. I don't know that they always do that.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
And some my wife, with two of ours, was in labor for 3 days.
Oh.
No, 3 days. Wow. Labor. And some women, my water broke. By the time they get to the hospital...
There it is. I saw a video the other day. They were on the way to the hospital in the car, and all of a sudden, I don't know who was taking this video, but you just see the woman's pants kind of down a little bit, and she's pulling the baby out while they're driving to the hospital. So,
whoa,
that would scare me. I'd be afraid I'd do something wrong. Like right now, I can't tell you about the cord. I know it gets cut.
They clamp it off.
But how far down do you tie? How much cord should be still on the baby? See, I'd freak out about that.
I know.
And then what do you do if you're by yourself in the car with the rest of the cord still hanging out of her? What do you do with that?
She eventually bursts the placenta.
And
the
placenta flushes out.
And that's what the cord is connected to.
Yeah. As much as I've seen movies and TV shows, I would be scared to death if I had to actually do it. Oh, no, now what? You know,
Can I give you some advice?
Here's some advice from Dan.
Don't ask for the husband stitch where she can hear you if they do the episiotomy.
Yeah, that makes her
mad.
And that's kind of insulting to them.
Yes, I think that will be. But yeah, it's a good thing. I mean, she has a midwife, but it'll be in a hospital. So if anything
happens,
situations arise.
That's good.
Yes,
that's a good thing. This is going to be very interesting as we get closer and closer and closer. Mark Reed and Jason Becker, they're financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. Been with Stifel Nicolaus for 27 years. You've probably heard of that firm. You've probably heard of them. We mention them every day. We'll do it here in a few minutes. When we get in the Playhouse, I'll say hi to your sponsor, Peon. He'll say hi to Mark and Jason. They're real people. And for the last 27, 28 years, they've been giving financial advice to people smart enough to ask for it. And that's the thing. You have to be smart enough to seek advice. If you have $25,000 or more, and their goal is sort of your goal, that's to do everything that they can to make that money become more money. And two ways to do it. You can gradually add to what you have put away, and then that money works to earn more money. That's kind of it. But you need to talk to somebody who knows a whole lot more about it than you do. It's like anything else. I'm not going to repair my own heating and cooling system. Call Matheny. I'm not going to try to decide what to do. Unless you just want to put it away and where it earns nothing, or 0.5% or 1%. Yeah, you could do that. Pretty safe, but it's not going to grow. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Mark and Jason, Stifel Nicolaus. Here's the website. You hear it every day, but here it is one more time. Call them, set up a meeting. Got nothing to lose. It won't cost you anything. See what you think about what they have to say. MarkandJason.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now with Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, we just got a report of a crash on southbound 170 before Highway 40. We've also got a vehicle that's been torched. It's on fire on northbound 255 at the Route 3 exit at Dupo. So only the left lane is getting through there. A little bit of a backup. We also have that accident that is blocking southbound Big Bend at Manchester. Big mess on westbound Manchester. It goes from McCausland all the way through Hanley. Southbound 270, we have stop and go now from Page down through Ladue. It's going to be slow from Highway 40 down through, well, it's almost down to Highway 44 now. Westbound 44, we're running slow from about Lindbergh down through 270 and slow again from the Merrimack River Bridge to Bowles. This traffic report brought to you by Subway. Subway celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now famous for its $5 footlong, and the sweet onion chicken teriyaki is the $3 6-inch select. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There's a great app. It's STL Taxi, and it works, and it's free, and it's the easiest way to get yourself a Laclede cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Good afternoon. Hello, everyone.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, the military says that Russian fighter jets came within close proximity to U.S. airspace in Alaska the other day. Yeah. Although, no need to worry. It's Sarah Palin shot them all down.
She's a shooter. She hunts.
Yeah, she's good at this, though. Well, President Obama taking some heat for saluting two Marines with a coffee cup in his hand. They're going viral on the Twitter today. And I don't know really what people are complaining about. They should be happy he didn't salute him with a golf club in his hand.
Implying he's a bad golfer.
So this is kind of interesting. I heard today that if you have an original Barbie doll, like the very first Barbie doll to ever come out,
well,
it's worth
$10,000.
$10,000. Wow. That's crazy. I mean, I heard that and thought, holy crap, I got $90,000 sitting right here on the nightstand.
What? You have Barbies?
No, I don't. It's a joke. Do you guys not understand what I do?
No, $10,000 and you got $9,000 on the nightstand. What does that mean?
Yeah,
got Barbies. Original Barbies.
He's got Barbies sitting in his.
Oh, my God.
Well, so I got it, Bill. It's worth $10,000.
Thank you, Peon. I'm
he's got $9,000.
$90,000. Yeah, he said 90.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what? No, and finally for you today. I can't handle this. I'm done. No, that's it.
Yeah, thank you. All right, see you,
Bill. Thank you.
See
you. All right.
I thought he said 9.
No, 90.
And even 90, it's still not funny.
No,
sorry.
Barbies.
I mean, it's hilarious. We have an even better joke than that coming up. The